everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the fifth episode of Power Rangers Samurai Day Off. Without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go. You know, I wonder if they ever explain how these things got from Japan to California.
Hey guys. Guess what?
You ever slept? Again?
Yeah, well that's nothing new.
So what's up?
Jesus told me he wanted us to take the day off.
Really? This isn't a joke?
We just started our workout.
Dude, you're telling me you're gonna disobey a direct order from your samurai mentor?
Well, I guess not.
What to do? I could shop for shoes that aren't designed for fighting monsters, or I could catch a flick. But it's such a beautiful day. It'd be a shame to stay cooped up inside.
Em, I can teach you how to shred.
Well, I was thinking Rainbow's End. I've never been on a roller coaster before.
What? Never?
They don't have amusement parks out where I'm from. Then it's settled.
Rainbow's End, here we come.
Where does she come from?
Hey, Jaden, we're going to the amusement park.
Have fun.
You're not coming with us?
Not this time. There's something I need to do.
He's so mysterious sometimes. I wonder what's so important.
Our day off is a-wasting. Jaden can take care of himself. Come on.
Ooh, it's a new spin disc. I wonder what that means. In any event, Day Off was the fifth episode of Power Rangers Samurai. It first aired on February 20th, 2011. Written by Jill Donnellan and David Schneider. The Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi, and the director was Luke Robinson. Oh, look at that rainbow. A very Tokuger.
I wonder why Jaden didn't come.
He seemed to have a lot on his mind.
We'll bring him back some cotton candy to cheer him up.
Okay, so
maybe this is a test.
When they aren't in their workout gear, I guess their gi, then they just have one set of clothes to wear for the rest of the time? Okay. I can't mock that too much. That happens in Power Rangers. I mean, even RPM did the same thing. Oh, wow, that's a recreation of a similar shot from the MMPR intro. Oh, hey, and they were all literally on the same set. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the dude's got some muscles. Oh, dang. Okay.
You're not ready to use the Beetle disc yet. You're literally playing with fire. Jaden, you must be prepared to give 100% of yourself. Not just physically, but mentally.
I'm giving 110%.
Yes. But you're lacking balance in your life. You're pushing yourself too hard. And that's not letting you be at your best.
Yeah, maybe I am pushing myself hard. But I'm the Red Ranger now. I have to be the best and keep getting better.
You were the Red Ranger before, right? Just by yourself for a while? Stayed behind today.
But there was a time when you were younger, when we both trained hard. But you still allowed yourself to have fun. I know you wanted to go with the others.
But now I'll grow stronger. I must master this Beetle disc before it's too late.
The responsibility you bear is great. But while you need to master the disc, you also need to master balance in your life as a samurai.
The samurai. So is he gonna go hang out with the others? Nope. I guess not. Okay, the snorting is getting annoying. Like a Kung Fu Panda. Time to squeeze in here and scare up a lunch date. Master Sandrin, why did you send me to this useless world? Help! Huh? That sounds like trouble. So much for my normal day. I like there was how there were some people just sitting there just like, I wonder what they're doing. Oh, dude, that's pointing a gun? Wow.
That's enough, Dreadlock.
You're saying there's something wrong with my hair?
Yeah, it's so dreadful, I need the trim.
Oh, that's new. Well, for this team. Oh, you stand there and get hit. That's a way to do it. Oh, really? That was a terrible joke. You know, when they spin their discs things, they get these different weapons. Maybe they could try that. I don't know. No matter how fast you slice. Well, it's the same dang sword as you guys have. What are you thinking? Oh, that's gonna hurt. Oh, I guess he missed. Yeah, see? Those things. That's what I said. Hey, that did work. I was right. Oh. Okay, so I was wrong. The front of that gun is flat.
Whoa, what is that? I've never seen that before.
Oh, feels like I ate cactus. Oh, he's drying up. Next time you won't be so lucky. hesitated.
That monster was working some bad mojo.
I don't mean to sound like that Nylock, but our spin swords and symbol power were, well, useless.
It's scary to think what he could have done to us if he hadn't dried out.
No, thanks. I'd rather think about how we can beat him.
Exactly, Emily. Fear is the enemy. If you believe in yourselves, you can win any battle. Confidence is what brings power.
You weren't there. Our weapons couldn't touch him.
That's not true. Don't forget, we did injure him. We're working on mastering a new power.
So that's what you've been doing today.
A new disc? What is it?
There are secret discs passed down from previous generations of samurai.
Most have been lost in battle. This may be the only one left. With this, we at least stand a chance of beating the Nylock.
However, in order to master this disc, one needs double the samurai power they already have.
Don't worry. You all focus on recovering.
But twice as much power? Can you really handle that?
Thanks to G, I've been trained to believe I can do anything I put my mind to.
So why didn't you use it earlier?
Oh, dude. Read the room, man. That's not a good question to ask.
Do I really have it in me to master this disc? I'll train all day and night if I have to.
Bloodfire! If I'd had a quart more of that evil water in me, those useless rangers would have been through!
That's no joke. You needed that soak.
I'm full up. Now leave me be, Noodleface.
That Sanzu water should fill the bill for a ranger to ranger like you. When the fur flies with those rangers, their world will be ours.
We'd already own it if you hadn't dried out like a pathetic prune.
You don't own Doodly.
What was that?
Well, it's not like you go out.
Y'all just get along?
Dayu, let's allow Dreadhead some time to relax and recover. The way he had those humans running and screaming was glorious. Thanks to him, the Sanzu River's rising. And what's even better is there's nothing those inept rangers can do to stop him.
Alright, so it definitely involves using the big sword. Oh, I remember the Sentai version. Shinken Red gets really cut up and busted at doing this. First off, that fall looked like it hurt. And second of all, he's actually pretty good at showing this emotion. Okay, but that didn't come out very well at all. I don't think it'll work this time, though. Okay, maybe it will. Yeah, see, the front of the gun is flat, and that's even in Sentai footage, so weird. Oh, thank you. We didn't have to go through that whole morph. Oh, dang. Are you not allowed to show emotion?
The Nylock is back.
Oh, okay.
Time to clash again.
sending all your helmet heads down the river.
Hey, Blue, these monsters are so talkative. Oh, good, he pulled out one of the weapons. It just didn't get a chance to use it. Oh, that's not good. Okay, so the folding Zords work. So he didn't need to do all that work. He's hesitating.
Huh. I've seen glaciers that move faster than you.
Jaden! Smash him, Jay!
Hey, Poser! Is that all you got?
Jaden!
Gotta try.
Fire Smasher! Jaden Blast Mode!
What Blast Mode? Well, look at that. It worked. Maybe he just needed to morph.
Hey, you guys. Lend me your power discs.
Okay.
All right. Sure.
Help.
This helps.
What you got there?
Ha! Very MMPR there.
Five-disc beetle cannon. Useless pile of junk. Fire strike. What in the world?
Celebrating. This Nylock's about to get a lot bigger.
Hey, Rinky Dink Rangers!
Whoa, that's a whole lot of dread.
You know, I think I figured out something. They do a lot of shouting when they're rangers. After years of kind of getting a little more subtle when they're in their ranger forms. I wonder if that's something that I'm doing. Hey, they put the chin strap on this time! Last time we missed the chin strap. Okay, so what good does it do when he's huge?
Your sword still have no effect on me.
You gotta try something else.
No use fighting it. You're all cruising to a losing.
Now what? Any ideas?
We've only got one option. It's time to unleash the true power of this disc.
Huh? What?
Hey, Nylock.
That wasn't the true power?
All right, time to give this a mega shot.
Okay. Oh, a new Zord. Interesting.
Hey, a beetle.
Excellent.
A Zord came out of that disc. How cool.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Time to load up. Let's put this thing in drive and get to it.
So, we're getting some digital work here. Because I am pretty sure that if they had that scene in the original, obviously, he wasn't in the Mega Mode. So that's kind of cool. We're getting some blending of footage. We don't usually get that. Huh. So what is it about this thing that can touch him and not the swords? Oh, this thing's gonna Haha! This thing's gonna combine, didn't it?
Now the real battle begins.
how useless you think this is. Nice!
Yeah.
Wow, sweet!
Time to go for it. Beetle Blaster Megazord, armed for battle.
Say what?
Jaden, what's going on?
He said they're armed for battle. Wow. Blasting from the face is interesting. I think I've seen Gundams do that, but I think it's the first for Power Rangers. Or at least Sentai. Well, both, I guess. Oh, what are we doing here?
Rotating Beetle Blaster.
Whoa, when that thing spins, it ain't no good.
Good thing you're just gonna stand there and take it. Wow, that was a terrible pun joke. Wow.
Have yourself a good night.
And a Merry Little Christmas.
I'm so glad the mentor gave us another day off.
It's only fair since our last one involved scrap with a Nylock.
Well, if Mentor Felto is all right, I guess I shouldn't argue.
Amazing how far away she was when she heard them.
Really isn't aligned with my training diet.
That's true, but it's okay. Cotton candy or a day off from training can be good for you. G reminded me that keeping balance in life is important. It lets us do our best.
And he gets to hang out with them. Nice.
Come on, you stick in the mud. The rides are this way.
Gosh, my first roller coaster.
Actually, the rides were like right next to him. Oh, look at that. They even got the front row, and some poor unsuspecting guy had to sit next to Jaden. All right, so those are that was kind of a good one. I will say this. I'm willing to bet that the next time they have to use that disc, they won't have to go through all that stuff again. And they'll have no problem converting that sword to a cannon. That's my guess. That's usually how they do it. All right, so I don't know if that monster was as punny in the Sentai. And I don't know if I really should be comparing this so much to the Sentai, considering, well, I mean, we're basically just almost one-for-one adaptation of the Sentai, so I don't know. But, yeah, that was not terrible. The acting still needs some help, but we're getting there. In any event, that's going to do it for today's episode. Next time, we will be watching the sixth episode of Power Rangers Samurai, Sticks and Stones. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.